Adaptation is a movie about a writer's struggle to adapt a book for the movies. It was inspired by a real writer's struggle to adapt the book The Orchid Thief. The real screenwriter is Charlie Kaufman, who never did adapt that book. Instead, he wrote Adaptation about a screenwriter named Charlie Kaufman who can't figure out how to adapt a book called The Orchid Thief. Pat Dowell reports that's just the beginning of the maze.
A good bit of adaptation takes place inside the main character's head, not unlike Being John Malkovich, the movie that earned an Oscar nomination for screenwriter Charlie Kaufman. Only this time, the main character is not a famous actor, but an insecure screenwriter played by Nicolas Cage.
I've got to stop sweating. Can she see it dripping down my forehead? Oh, she looked at my hairline. She thinks I'm bald.
We think you're great.
Oh, wow. Thanks. That's nice to hear.
We all just loved the Malkovich script.
Thanks.
Such a unique voice. Boy, I'd love to find a portal into your brain.
Trust me, it's no fun.
So, tell me your thoughts on this crazy little project of ours.
First, I think it's a great book. I just don't want to ruin it by making it a Hollywood thing, you know, like an orchid heist movie or something, you know, or changing the orchids into poppies and turning it into a movie about drug running, you know?
Adaptation pokes deadpan fun at such movie formulas, and at Hollywood business as usual, from costly screenwriting seminars that claim to make creativity simple, to deal-making lunches that routinely end up in bed. All the while, the movie jumps back and forth between Charlie Kaufman's screenwriting struggles and the story of the Florida orchid thief that he's trying to adapt. Director Spike Jonze says the convolutions of the plot are all deliberate, but he also calls the movie modular.
Because of the way the story develops character by character, and also because you're cutting back and forth between different characters in different times. So the modular aspect is that you can move around chunks of it in infinite different arrangements, and which was both the incredibly liberating part but also the incredibly daunting part, because we ended up editing forever. As you know, it was more like editing a documentary, or you know, probably like editing, you know, a news piece, where you don't, where after you're done, the story starts taking shape more.
There are flashbacks, and then flashbacks within flashbacks, each one datelined in that lazy Hollywood way of indicating changes of scene. The words New York 3 years earlier appear on the screen, then 2 years later, and then Fakahatchee Strand, Florida, and so on to absurdity. There were even more in the script, says the real Charlie Kaufman, and he insists they all make sense.
If you look at it, it's all logical,
right.
but you can't make sense of it if you're watching it, I don't think. You can follow it if you look at the script, it, you know, 3 years before, 2 years later, it all fits. There's a point to it, but it's a cliche kind of way to do it, and that's why I was making fun of that at the same time I was using it.
Kaufman says making it confusing is a joke, but not a joke on the audience. However, this idea of making fun of it while using it seems to be the modus operandi for Kaufman and Jonze. In fact, they seem to be using and making fun of another Hollywood cliché, the press tour, in the way they answer and don't answer questions. When asked if adaptation is a comedy, Charlie Kaufman says earnestly that it's a sincere comedy and the riskiest thing he's ever done.
I think I bared my soul in this character. I made myself naked and I made myself uncomfortable writing it, and I tried not to shy away from anything that would be embarrassing or unflattering to me.
Bared my soul? These guys are putting me on. Am I not asking the right questions? I mean, how unflattering is it to be played by Nicolas Cage? Even if he does have a lawnmower haircut.
You know, we're not lying to you. I'm serious. I don't do that. You know, this was a very painful experience for me, in sincerely, and I tried to, you know, I tried to work with that. I'd be mocking that if I were to turn it into something cute. It's not.
I couldn't even call it a comedy. I mean, I don't want to label it in any way, you know, because there are moments in there that I was deeply touched by the feelings that the different characters were going through, and if anything, I think it, you know, the questions that it raises, you know, for me, make it more like a poem.
Nicolas Cage says he also empathizes with the character of the orchid thief and his passion for collecting. So I asked Cage what he collects.
Over the years, I've had, you know, right now I'm into nature, so I'm collecting like rocks and, but in any event,
they're still putting me on. And not one of them is willing to discuss what he really thinks the movie is about. But Nicolas Cage offers an explanation for his reticence.
People have their own secret with the movie, and that secret is very special and it's very personal. And if the filmmakers say, well, this is what it's about, then you no longer have the mysterious questions about it, and it loses its enigmatic quality, and it's no longer mysterious. You know, when I saw Marlon Brando in Last Tango in Paris, I had my secret relationship. He could have been my dad, you know. I mean, that's how close I felt to him. But if he had told me what he was thinking, all that, I would have lost it.
Marlon Brando? Dad? In Last Tango in Paris? I give up. For NPR News, this is Pat Dowell in Washington.